Court fees and taxes create heavy burdens for people entangled in Tennessee's criminal justice system. That's according to a report from the Tennessee Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that financial obligations lead to crippling legal debt for many trying to start over after incarceration.
The report recommends an overhaul of the state's penal fee system, which can vary from court to court and is applied inconsistently across the state. As of 2017, there are about 250 different types of court fees and taxes that can be used to fund local criminal justice systems. Charges can range from 50 cents up to $300, with things like copy fees on the low end and paperwork for an appeal on the high. Committee Chair Diane Diani says these fees quickly add up.
We heard testimony that some of these average accumulated debt that people are carrying for these taxes, fees, and surcharges are as much as $9,000 to $12,000.
Diani says the legal fees disproportionately affect people already facing financial hardships, including the indigent, communities of color, and women. Allowing individual courts and counties to set their own fees, she says, can incentivize more and higher prices.
All of which stands in stark contrast to our own goals as a state to not only promote reintegration after a period of incarceration, but to ensure a fair and equitable justice system.
The report asks lawmakers to consider a uniform statewide penal fee policy. Other recommendations include fees based on an individual's ability to pay and the creation of a statewide board to study the impact of these fees. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.